Well, hello and welcome, everyone. Today is February 9th, 2016. Melissa West here, and this is my Power Hour. Very excited to be back. We were away for a whole week. I'm going through withdrawals, but we, all, of course, had good reason for it. We all had just a fantastic time in Paraguay. You know, it was really great just to have this experience of going into our second country, Guatemala being our first, and now Paraguay, and just being a part of transformation of a nation. It's really amazing, an amazing experience, as I'm sure you've probably already seen if you weren't there already yourself, just through the pictures and through what people are sharing. You know, it really was a priceless opportunity. Now, for me, you know, what I love so much about it, so many reasons I could spend the whole hour sharing, but one of the great things I really enjoy is, you know, I rarely get to spend time with you all because we're, you know, at the live event or the think tank day or our bonus day workshop, you know, we're running around running the event. We have a full TikTok ourselves. So I love that I got to spend just some more time with you all just to connect and hang out and chat and get to know you some more at an even greater personal level. So I really, really enjoyed those of you who I did get to spend some more time with. I really cherish those moments. It was so great to see so many of you break through terror barriers, so many of you that I spoke to that, you know, maybe went in a little nervous or weren't sure what to expect. By the end of that week, you guys were, I mean, you yourselves have been transformed, as I myself as well. Just to see you all break through those terror barriers, excuse me, to see you just now riding this wave of being unstoppable and ready to take this transformation that you've got to be a part of as well as experience yourself and really see the momentum already that's being created from it. So I'm very excited to see what's to come for all of you. Very exciting. Keep me posted. As I always say, keep me posted. Hello, literally a month from today, I will be arriving in Orlando. The teaching team gets there. We'll get things started and kicked off for then the coming days here, you know, in the coming days next month. We'll have our think tank day, the live event, our bonus workshop. So time is a ticking. Live event is right around the corner, literally a month away. So, of course, you know I'm a broken record here, but if you haven't already registered, my goodness, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Go register. We want to see you. There's still time. As always, if you've been to more than one, and even if you've only been to one live event, it's hard to imagine it being even better. But that's what Paul is a master at. He's a master at up-leveling every live event. So believe it or not, it's going to be bigger and better and more awesome than it was the last time. Hard to believe, but he does it every time. I'm also excited about the live event because, for many reasons, but those of you who saw my story that I tell from the stage, my boxes story, I'm not going to be doing that anymore. We basically totally changed that whole, my slot. It's going to be something brand new. So I'm excited for that, new things to share during that slot, during the event, a new think tank that I'm doing. So lots of new things that I'm just myself a part of that I'm looking forward to. Of course, Scott and I will be doing our Blueprint for Success workshop. We'd love to spend the day with you. This workshop has really been transformative for so many people. They've really been able to, of course, for themselves, but also have it be a part of their business model and, you know, get some really great, amazing results from it by just having another tool in their toolbox. So we'd love to spend that day with you if you haven't decided yet what workshop you're going to. Of course, you can't go wrong. They're all fabulous. But we would love to spend that day with you if you're still thinking about it. If you have any questions about it, of course, just let me know. Happy to give you more clarity on what that day is all about. Okay, it's the 9th. Goodness, so we didn't get to chat on the 2nd of February. You know what I always like to do at the beginning of every month, if you haven't already, my goodness, we're already over a weekend, so I'm just coming with this as a reminder, as a sweep up. To go through your ACTs, if you haven't already, please, please, please give yourself a gift, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Sit down and go through, what did you accomplish, your A's? What did you accomplish in the month of January? What did you get done? What did you have some progress? Your C's, how did you celebrate it? How did you acknowledge that part of you that got that done? So let's not ignore the part of you that had to step up and get that done. Your T's, what do you need to tweak and adjust as you go into now February? I know we're already in, we're a week in, more than a week in, but what do you need to tweak and adjust? Things do not always go as planned, so we need to be flexible. We need to adjust as we go. So don't get too caught up in a plan etched in stone. It's not going to get you where you need to be. Be willing to sit down and make those tweaks and adjustments. So get your ACTs done if you haven't already. All right, those are just some quick announcements there. Let's go ahead and maximize our time here today. I'm going to open up our queue. Go ahead, jump on in. My goodness, I want to hear from you. Let me know how you're doing. What's up? What are you working on? What's the latest and greatest? Any challenges? Any questions? Any ideas you want to mastermind? Where are you at? Give me an update. All right, so first up, we have Christy.
Hey, Melissa, Christy. How's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Really good, thank you. How was Paraguay? Yeah. I'm sure it was awesome.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was amazing.
That's awesome. How exciting. Hey, I have a question about the seminar that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to sell at the event. So I know we had talked about selling something. I'm just wondering how you go about selling at your event. So what do you think is the best way to get people to buy?
Sure. So let me ask you this. What do you want to sell?
The 15 laws. I feel like it would be my first pick of what to sell. Maybe like
a
mastermind group.
Okay.
So I don't know, a group mastermind group is what I'm thinking.
Okay. Now remind me, your audience, these were people that some of them were coming as a team and some of them were coming individually. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you normally do I know you've done mastermind groups where you go into a company. Are you open to doing them where you mix, match, you know, you bring people together from different companies?
Yeah. Yeah, I've done that too.
So I think you could have So first, I would sell then group mastermind group or 15 laws of growth mastermind groups. And whether you want to call it a mastermind group or if you're calling it a course or a program, don't necessarily feel you have to be locked into that verbiage or that terminology. But you're basically doing a group program, a group course. Group mastermind, whatever you want to call it. But then you could have some sort of incentive or special if they get their whole team on board. Like if they, this is one of the things that I think has served me so well in my business is to get other people to fill your groups for you. So the more you can create an incentive, not just an incentive, but also, you know, really sell the benefit of their whole team going through the mastermind group, whether they were at your seminar or not, is where I would put some emphasis. So let's say that if they can get 10 people, you know, I don't know, 8 to 10 people from their company that maybe you throw in, I don't know, maybe you throw in a bonus lunch and learn, or I don't know if you want to necessarily do private coaching, you know, any one-on-one stuff, because then that eats up a lot of your time if you have 8 to 10 people. But you could maybe do a bonus teaching or a bonus lunch and learn if they get their whole team to come in. Maybe they'll even do a follow-up session of some kind, a follow-up mentorship session of some kind, if they get their whole team to join. You know, that's 8 to 10 people from their company. Or, you know, if they don't have, if they don't want that, or then they can join one of your other groups where they can just reserve the number of seats that they need, and they'll be, and then the selling point of that is the networking, right? That they're gonna connect and network with other like-minded people in their area around the basically what you've talked about today, and you know, in your seminar.
Uh-huh.
So then, you know, that becomes more of that selling point, is the idea that they'll get to connect with other like-minded people. But so, yeah, I guess I would do those two things. I would have one as a group, you know, or a company program, and then one as an individual program, and those just be your two offers.
Okay. So do you usually, like, kind of sew it in, like, just throughout the seminar?
Oh, yes.
And then say
oh,
at
yes.
the end, or?
Yeah, yes. Yes, yes.
Okay.
So you definitely
want to tell me a little bit about how you do that?
Yeah, yeah. So if you're going to do the 15 laws, you want to tease them a little bit. You want to plant some seeds. You want to tease them a little bit about, let me just grab my book real quick here so I can maybe give you some examples. Well, one, whatever you're selling, I always say, you know, this is what we're going to what the time we have here today is really just a chance for us to dive in deep. My purpose, my intention for you is that you walk out of here with XYZ, right? So you'd let them know from the beginning that this is what I want you to walk away with. And, but with the time we have here today, remember that, you know, transformation doesn't happen in an event or overnight, but rather it's a process. And I'm going to share with you later, or at the end of the day, of opportunities for you to continue on this journey. We've just begun. You know, you kind of use some of that language of there's more. We've just begun.
Yeah.
There's more. This isn't, you know, you don't go to, I always use it as an example, like you don't go to the gym for a month or even a day and you have an awesome workout and then you're done. Like, that's not how you get in the best shape of your life. Like, you have to be committed
yeah.
to a process. You have to be committed to a journey. So that's really, when we talk about growth from the inside out, it's the same way we grow a muscle and strengthen a muscle. It requires us to have a commitment to the process and the journey. Well, the same is true in with your internal growth as well as your your personal and professional growth. So you start planting some of those seeds right up front about the journey, the process.
Uh-huh.
Then as you're talking, you know, as you're going throughout your seminar, you know, now here's where you might, I'm just looking at these laws real quick, even like the law of reflection. I think you said you have them doing a few writing exercises or a few things.
Yeah.
You know, then I would use that terminology, you know, this is the power of the law of reflection. I'm not going to just stand up here all day and talk at you, but rather you're going to gain the most out of what's been shared here today by your reflection on it. Wisdom isn't gained through experience. It's gained through the reflection of our experience. And, you know, and so then you kind of plant a seed about the power of reflection. And then I'm looking at these other laws here. The law of environment. Ooh, that's a great one. Growth thrives in conducive surroundings. What a great way to promote a mastermind group is to say that that environment, that's an environment that's conducive to your growth. If you don't have an environment that's conducive to your growth that you can go to for you to flourish and thrive, it's like taking this seed and just dumping it in the trash. So I think you can talk about how your mastermind group is. It follows this law of environment. So I would just kind of name drop, if you will, some of these laws throughout. And then when you get to the end, you know, when you get to the end and you say, you know, today I touched on a couple, you know, I touched on the law of reflection, I touched on the law of environment, you know, I touched on the law of trade-offs or whatever, you know, whatever wants. But really, there's actually 15 of them. If you really want to invest in your growth, if you really want to transform, you know, have a transformation from the inside out, you know, it's critical to spend some time in understanding and applying and living out these 15 laws of growth. And your next step is to commit to yourself and to your own growth beyond just today, beyond what you learned here today, or something like that. But so now you're talking about their next step. And why is it important? And then you might even say, you know what, if after today you're not going to do anything, you're going to take your workbook or you're going to take your handouts and you're going to put them on the shelf or put them in a drawer or put them, you know, on your desk, I'm sorry that you wasted your time here today. You wasted your money.
Yeah.
Do something with what you've learned here today. And it just begins here today. It doesn't end. Or something, you know, you're talking about what, you know, and that's kind of a bold statement to say, is that, hey, you've wasted your time. But really, if you're willing to make a bold statement, it's true. It's totally true. So making a bold claim about what they're going to get if they go forward, the benefits of what they're going to get if they go forward, and the cost of what they're going to miss out on if they don't.
Okay. Well,
is that helpful?
Really helpful.
You know what might be helpful, Christy, is I'm going to look it up here as I'm talking to you. I did a call a couple weeks back. Well, maybe now it's been a month back. I don't know if you heard it. It was one of my Tuesday night calls about how to communicate like confidently and effectively about what you do, like what your services are, who you are, and what you do. And what I give you in that call is a template that you can put together, a statement of what you do. So
yeah.
If you follow that template, it might be something that you can put, you know, kind of script your close around or your when you're making the offer.
Okay. Awesome.
Here, it's from, if you look under the archive calls on the mentorship, on my mentorship site, it's from January 12th. And it's how to confidently tell people what you do and how you can help them. January 12th.
Okay, awesome. That sounds good. Awesome. Would you have like a worksheet to sign up for it, or how would you have people sign up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you could
like
have
each
them.
One in their folder, or how would you do it? Bring it to
yeah.
you?
Yeah, no, I'd put it in the folder. If you have folders, everybody's getting a folder. I'd put it right on in the folder. Enrollment, you know, registration or enrollment sheet. If they, you know, you might even create a sign-up bonus for that day, whether they get the book for included or there's some discount, but I would have some offer, like some special for that day. Again, another incentive for them to sign up that day. And then, but then if they don't sign up that day, this is so key. If they don't sign up that day, two things. Very clear instructions of how they can. So is there a website that they can sign up on, an Eventbrite? Do they email you? Do they call you? Like, if they decide the next day after they leave that they want to sign up, how do they do it? Don't make them search or guess how to connect with you and get signed up. So one is have very clear instructions on what to do if they want to sign up after your seminar. And then number two is for you to follow up within 3 days max, that you follow up with everybody, thanking them for coming to the seminar, reminding them of the opportunity to commit to their growth and the next step, and then what, you know, how do they sign up? Email me here, click here, whatever, whatever. So give them clear instructions on how to register after the day, and then you follow up within 3 days of the actual event with everybody.
Okay. Okay, awesome. Sounds great. Okay, well, thank you so much. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's coming up soon here. I'm excited for you.
I know. I'm like, I think
doing?
I'll be ready like literally the day before. I'm
that's
still memorizing
right.
away. But
hey,
I think I'll be ready, but I'm excited. So
you'll
it's,
be ready,
actually,
and here's what, you know, Paul says, and I totally agree with, and, you know, I'll steal it, is regardless of the turnout, regardless of what happens, running an event, it's like you get a PhD in event planning.
Mm-hmm.
It's like what you learn from putting on an event is ridiculous. Like you learn so much by putting on an event. So,
well, I've wanted to do it for so long, so it's really cool to get it done. But what's so funny, I'm talking about, you know, the comfort zone and our beliefs, but I realize that you really don't realize how freaking comfortable you are until you actually step out of your comfort zone and you start freaking out. You know what I mean?
Totally.
So I'm excited to do it. I'm really excited. But thank you so much.
Yeah,
it's been awesome taking this journey with you, and I don't know if I would have done it without you. So thank you.
Yeah, well, I'm totally excited for you, and I'm here every step of the way with you. So, yeah, whatever you need until – it's in a couple weeks, right? It's in, like, 2 weeks
like,
or something?
Yeah, 8 days, 9 days.
8 days. Okay, great. Well, keep me posted. I'm here. I'm here if you need
anything. Yeah, I
will. Awesome.
I will. Okay, well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Absolutely. Congrats.
Bye-bye. All
right. Yeah, bye. What I love about Christy, and for those who normally jump on this Power Hour on Tuesdays – is that, you know, Christy's been on pretty much every Tuesday, and her and I talked about this prior, you know, her getting on this call and using this call as her accountability along the way of her putting on this event. And just what I love is, well, one, her transparency of what she's been thinking and feeling throughout this process, but just how she's been putting one foot in front of the other, baby step here, baby step there, and now in 8 days she's going to have her first event. So it's pretty cool, and, you know, I love, it's what we all have to go through, right? I love just the illustration of the process of, you know, we think, oh, I'm going to do an event, or, oh, I'm going to do a mastermind group, or, oh, I'm going to put this program together, and we think it's like this overnight thing, and it's so not. There's such an evolution to the process, and it's such an evolution to everything unfolding as you go. So it's pretty cool. I just love that. So I'm very excited for her and just the growth and the transformation that's taking place for her as she's gone along. Good stuff. All right, queue's open. Go ahead, hit *6. Jump on in. I need an update. Let me know how you're doing. What questions do you have? Where are you stuck? What are you working on? Let me know. How can I be a mastermind partner for you? Are you working on something? You just want to talk through, get some ideas? Let's chat. All right, great. Next up, we have Beth. Hey, Beth, how you doing?
Hello, I'm good. I enjoyed so much of what Christy asked. So thank you, Christy, and thanks for all the great answers. I feel like I'm rocking and rolling really well. I have done my first workshop, my one day, like Christy did. I did it in January. I had such a great response that I did it the same content for a different group of people. I did it in February.
Awesome.
And because of Facebook, have had a lot of interest to offer it to people who don't live in my area. So middle of February, I'm going to offer it virtually.
Yay,
so
good.
I feel like I'm getting the most mileage out of the workbook I created and the script that I wrote, and things are going well. I need to this week spend some time with myself to figure out how to take an in-person workshop to take it virtually.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm in the middle of not having a big enough team, so I'm while I'm recruiting to fill seats in the virtual group, I'm also trying to think about how to make it an effective program offered virtually.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any tips for me as I set out on this journey? I'm still debating between just a conference call where I basically am doing the same thing. Instead of standing at in the front of the room, I'll just be holding the phone to my ear.
Mm-hmm.
Or I've been asked by a few movers and shakers that are going to do the class to use Zoom, which, as I understand it, is where people can jump on and just do a phone call. Because that's why I resisted, because I didn't want people to not sign up because they don't have something called Zoom or whatever on their computer. And so I really wanted to make it easy. I've done masterminds via phone, so I'm comfortable on the phone. Do you think I should check into that a little bit? I understand you can either do the computer or via phone for Zoom. It's not like they have to do the visual part.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit more about the workshop. How long is it? Is it interactive
yes.
or not? What?
Great question. I should have told you that. So the first time I offered it in January, oh, my gosh, when you said to Christy, you learn a ridiculous amount.
Yeah.
I learned a ridiculous amount in front of 30 people. I learned that. So it was a four-hour workshop, and it was the biggest learning was that I did too much talking I didn't do too much because I did the same thing the second time, but I extended it to 6 hours the next time and got rave reviews that the best parts were when we did some group interactions. Instead
mm-hmm.
of just me dumping a great tool on them and telling them how to get their year in gear and a great time for reflection and thinking about what do I want to be able to say that I did in these 8 different areas of my life going around the wheel of life. What do I want to be able to say I did and accomplished and I became in 2016? So I gave them work time, but I could feel in the room in January, the first time I offered it, that people were stuck. People go, well, I want this, but I don't really know how to do that. You know, people are just stuck. And so when I offered it the second time, instead of 4 hours, I did 6, and I did just some great group interaction. Let's go around the room. We split into 2 groups of 10. And they shared what they wanted to accomplish, and everybody kind of just brainstormed, and they got to ask questions and get real, and I could do some deep dive coaching on some different topics, and it was truly the best part. So how I plan to move it from in-person to virtual at this point is 4 one-hour segments. So 4 one-hour conference calls or Zoom presentations where I basically give them some great information and then they have to kind of find time on their calendar to do their homework, to think into what they want to be able to say that happened in 2016 in these different areas. I haven't figured out how to do the best part of the workshop, which is other people's input, because a lot of people share their same struggles and their same goals.
Mm-hmm.
I want a tidy my home. I want to be at my ideal weight. I want to, you know, have a more intimate, respectful marriage. You know, so a lot of people have some of the same things, but how will we get that accomplished virtually is the million-dollar question.
Yeah, great, great. Do you have a number or a ballpark number of people that you think will attend?
I'm guessing because I have basically a week and a day to promote it. I've got 5 already. I'm thinking I will be great if I have about 12 people.
Okay.
And I'm bouncing between planning it and recruiting for it. I loved what you told Christy, and it's so true, trying to get other people to fill your group. I have one great person that lives far away from me, so she's the one that's kind of been pushing me to do this, and I offered her free registration with 5 paid people. So she is out there,
awesome.
You know, killing it, and people are seeing it. That it's just so nice to have somebody else promote it than my voice.
Right. Amen, girl.
Great.
So here are just a couple of thoughts that are coming to mind. Are, I think the one-hour segment on the phone, when someone's on the phone, if there is no other visual element or interaction, I think, yeah, an hour is kind of a max or like a cap of attention span that someone will give you. Now, if you do add a visual element, you know, I think of it as, you know, when you're, if I were to, you know, listen to a movie on the phone versus sitting and watching a movie, like I can sit there for longer if I'm watching a movie. I have more of my senses are engaged. So I think, so I'm just thinking out loud here what I'm
saying,
is I think, you know, a one-hour segment is a good time frame, especially if you're only going to use the phone. If you do add another component, some other visual element, whether it be video or see, and I don't even think slides necessarily are even all that.
Mm-hmm.
To me, in, that loses like okay, I look at the slide and then like in 30 seconds later, I'm done looking at the slide. You know,
right.
Like I'm not. It's not all that engaging or interactive. I'm thinking more like a video. If you, even though you're in your home doing this, but if they have you to look at and they're, you know, when maybe you have a whiteboard or something behind you or you're holding up the Wheel of Life or, you know, more directive with what you're doing, video might be another great way to create engagement or just that they can, you know, sit on the phone that long. So, adding another element to it might be something to consider. Maybe with this first one, maybe just try out just the phone and see how that goes. And then maybe consider adding more technology to it because, you know, yes, you're adding an additional element, which I think would be a great add. Since this, if you want this to have more of a seminar feel to it, but now, you know, you enter into a whole nother realm of things to consider once you add more technology to it. What do you happen if the video is not working? What do you happen if what do you do? What happens if you know, someone can't connect to the video and they're emailing you or texting you saying I can't get in, or you know, so there's just a whole nother layer of things to consider that, like you said, as you're building your team, you definitely want someone else manning any technical issues that come up. So that you can focus on delivering the seminar and not be interrupted by any of that.
Right.
So that's just my two cents regarding technology. I think what I'd also consider doing, since you got feedback that the interaction piece of it was so great, is I would definitely incorporate that in. You know, maybe you, when they're registering, you know, maybe you're grouping them into groups of five or four or three. And, you know, you say, okay, you're part of group one. You know, when they, okay, think, you know, we look forward to seeing you on the da-da-da-da. Okay, you're part of group one, and da-da-da, you're part of group two, and you're part of group three. And maybe you have three groups of four or three groups of five. And then you say, okay, like, and then you call on each group. You say, okay, right, all right, group one, you know, what was your takeaway on this? Or what was your thought on this? And you give... You kind of group them together. I mean, that's just one way of, or you call them by name and say, okay, Sarah, Lisa, and Jenny, and John, you know, what do you think? And you kind of bring them in as a group to have a little discussion and to share. I think as your attendees grow, the great thing about virtual is there's no cap on the number of attendees, that as your groups grow to, you know, double, triple digits, that you might even just have a place where they can sign up to be a part of the panel, you know, or be a part of the, you know, the discussion piece of the seminar. And even though not everybody would have a chance to discuss, I still think there's great power in, like you said, hearing from the people, hearing from them, and hearing them say they want a tidy home and to lose weight and a better marriage, or that they can nod their heads in agreement saying, yes, I need that too, or I want that too. And they can feel a sense of connection to the community and the audience besides just you saying it. Does that make sense?
And when you mean a place where they can sign up to
I mean,
be
I
part
think,
of, yeah, what is,
So here's one thing. This is what I know, is, and I don't know the technology behind it. I don't even know the name of it. But I know that there is software out there. There's some, you know, application, web application out there that allows you to actually group people where they can then, you know, if you're in group one, you dial this number and this passcode, and all you five will be grouped together, and you have a little, you know, you have 20 minutes to discuss this and then come back to the main line and continue the seminar. And you can say, okay, group one, here's your number. And I guess you could do it all on free conferencing, and you just give each person, okay, you're part of group one, here's your call and number and passcode. We're going to have some group discussion at that time. You know, this is your number to use, and then but this is your mainline number to use. So then you say, okay, group one, you have your numbers. Group two, you have your numbers. Group three, you have your numbers. Now go off for 20 minutes. You all need to be back by 1:30. And then we'll come back to the main line and, you know, and then we'll discuss your findings, or, you know, maybe you call on one person from each group after they've had a chance to discuss. Now, there's a more sophisticated software that can do that, where you have groups. I've never used it. I've been a part of it on other calls. I've never run it myself, so I don't know the back end behind it. But, If that's a really important piece of the seminar and you want to keep that in, there's ways to do it virtually, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. The long-winded answer of saying you can still keep that in. Of course, if you have five, you know, you can still treat it like a mastermind group, and you can still – that's a really manageable size. But once you have, you know, a dozen or more, you know, it gets a little bit more tricky. I think that's still a manageable size, but I'm thinking once you get, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100, then you want to consider another way to keep that interaction piece part of it if that's, a really powerful piece of the seminar. Yeah.
So it seems like for this first time I should cap it at maybe 10, which I think is great because, again, I'm juggling these balls. I'm trying to think through how I'm going to do it, and then I stop. And I flip over to Facebook and I invite one person, and then I stop and I flip back, and it's just a recipe for chaos is what it is. But it seems to be working for learning. It's great for this, you know, first year of business and finding what I like, and maybe I'll learn virtually that this is a trickier workshop to offer virtually, and that the mastermind's, you know, much better. Or I'll decide that I can just do it by conference call this first time, and then when my numbers grow from 10 to 30, when I have 30 people, I need to do that software application that you were just describing, and I have a techie husband who would probably be willing to help me figure some of that out, and I'll keep learning.
Awesome. Yeah, and because I think what happens is if you ask them to do all that work on their own, we see this in mastermind groups all the time, if you give them, like, their homework assignment, one, I believe, half of them do it, half of them don't. The other is I think they don't do it to the full capacity that they would do it if they were doing it that day in a group or had some quiet time to do it. So, I think that giving them some interaction, working time during the virtual seminar is going to be powerful. Now, you can still give them additional homework to do in between segments, but I think if you leave it all to them to do in between, you won't get as great of results that you would if you create the space and the time to do it during the call.
So meanwhile, when I don't have this software and this application and I'm 8 days away from pulling the trigger on this, is there any other way to create that community, that discussion? Have you ever seen a closed or a private Facebook group used in this way?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. And to get people their wheel of life, or to post, take a picture of it and post it. You tell them to do that, right? They're not you tell them to do that. The other thing is that I would state up front that this is a workshop, hence, you know, emphasis on the word work, and therefore I'm going to encourage you to set your phone down, put it on speaker, because I need both your hands, unless you have a headset, I need both your hands. You know, I need you to be writing. I need you to be, you know, flipping the page or getting out the worksheets that I've sent you. You know, encourage them to put it on speaker so that they have hands free and they can engage. You know, this is where, you know, turn off only thing on Facebook should be the group page is open. Put your phones on vibrate, put them in your pocket, your purse, where they're not going to be in reach. Really encourage them to pretend that this is that we're in person. You know, pretend that you treat this as if you are in a live seminar, and I'm looking at you, you're looking at me. You're not going to just start cleaning your desk off in the middle of a live seminar. but make light of it. You can make it funny, but really encourage them to treat it as if you're there in person. And then just, you know, set themselves up for success. They're only going to get out of it what they put in and, you know, set that phone down and be ready to work.
Awesome. At an event like that I've just described, in the spirit of what Christy just asked, what would you sell at the end of this? What I have sold in the past is Mastermind Group, and that sells really well because people, they just got a little one-day taste, and they're like, oh, I need more of this. I've also tried selling that didn't take as well, but I think there's something that's there. I just haven't hit on the perfect recipe yet. And that is some sort, what I hear when I ask people, where do you get stuck in your 2016? They will say, I need time away to just think. So that's what that one-day workshop is, building time on their calendar to create the pause to really think into their life. So I'm doing that part. The other thing that they really say they need is some check-ins, some accountability. So do you think that's one-on-one private coaching, or what I tried to sell but kind of went over, like, I don't know, not that fantastically, is sort of the first time I called it an accountability program, and then I decided maybe it didn't sell because it sounded way too hard. So the second time I sold it as an empowerment program where it had a component of a check-in, a monthly check-in with Life Coach Beth Montpass, and access to this group of greatness, these like-minded women in your group that all want to have a great 2016. Like, well, you know, that's only as good as the number of people that sign up for it. I sold 2 in January when I had 30 people in the room. And then the second time I offered it, I only had 8 in the room. And it was because I was not selling it as well as I did. But out of the 8, 2 did it that day as well. So it actually went up in percentage-wise. But anyway, what would you sell besides Mastermind Groups to a group like this?
Let me just step back before I answer that question. You know, when you say to do 4 one-hour segments, I'm wondering how 2 two-hour segments would go. Just because I think 60 minutes, especially if you're doing some work and some interaction and giving them some content, you know, 60 minutes almost become, I don't want to say a tease. I mean, you can get a lot done in 60 minutes, but sometimes there's not enough depth. You know, you don't get to the real good, juicy, meaty stuff. So I'm almost thinking that if you go now you're already promoting it, so maybe next time.
Two-hour
segments, because I think when people really get hooked, when they really are like, wow, this is awesome, is when they get to the juice. You get to the meat.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if they get a little bit more time that you might be able to reach that versus in 1 hour. For 1 hour segments. So just a thought.
Mm-hmm.
That was just a thought.
That's good.
So you're saying that you've gotten feedback that people say what they need and want is more time, working time to work on this, and they need check-in for accountability in other sense.
Right.
So my question would, I would love for them to define that a little bit more. Like, tell me when people say, oh, I need more time, I'd like to know a little bit more. What do you mean by that? What is it about? Is it the uninterrupted time? Is it because you're with other like-minded time with other like-minded people? Is it time to ask questions? Like, what? Tell me more about what they like or need in that time to make it so worthwhile is what I'd love to know. And then also mm-hmm. even with a check-in, you know, like what we think a check-in is, what we define check-in or accountability is, it might be different than what they, you know, their check-in might just say, I just want to talk to other people about this. They don't want
mm-hmm.
them. I don't know. But again, I'd love to know, you know, tell me a little bit more about what that means to you. What does that look like? What would be an ideal situation for you to have some sort of check-in?
So if I want to ask more questions about that, should I add it to my the day or should I just just as I'm talking to my clients in general, ask that question?
Well, how did you even get those? How did you ask the question?
I had my mastermind that were already going this fall. I had them come a half hour early and kind of participate in a focus group a little bit. I made some soup, and we meet over the lunch hour 12 to 1 in person. So I'm coming 11:30, and I just very informally while they were eating said, you know, where do you get stuck?
Mm-hmm.
And so that they just shared that I never really think too much about this. I'm kind of just like going from activity to activity to activity in my life. And so I just kind of, I gathered from them that they wanted to be taken off the hamster wheel for this one day. And that's why I created a one day workshop. I was too scared thinking, oh, I don't know if I can keep to hold their attention. So I did it 4 hours, but obviously 6 hours was fantastic. They really liked it longer. And some people even said, this should be 2 days. And I thought, oh my gosh. Anyway, let's not get carried away. So that's how I gathered the information is by asking my masterminders. I have, you know, 3 groups of 10 women that are kind of my, you know, go-to question people. But what was interesting is a lot of them signed up for the one-day workshop, but I also found a whole new audience that were not interested or able to commit to a weekly mastermind, like Wednesdays 12 to 1 for 7 or 8 weeks in a row. Their job just didn't, their life didn't take that kind of consistency, but they will take one day off work, or they will hire a babysitter for one whole day. They are willing to show up, but it needs to look different. That's why I loved this one-day workshop. I thought, wow, you know, what else can I keep offering? Because they're hungry for it, and I love a room of 30 people. It was a nice size. So I got, every time I do something, it's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
When I have a mastermind group, I go, I love this.
Yeah.
And they want to do a one-day workshop. I go, oh, my gosh, like, that is way even better. So I do plan to offer something again. January and February, the start of a calendar year is a great time to offer this type of thing. And my next one I want to offer is in September. My market is women and mothers, and many of us, as we send our kids off to school for a fresh new year, we have a new academic calendar, and it's kind of another natural, obvious fresh start place. So I need to be thinking about that at the same time, almost like a, you know, a reset button at that stage of the year.
Yeah. No, that's great. You have such a good pulse on your target market, for sure. So here's what's coming to mind is, so when people, as much as people say they need more time to do this, also making the commitment to it is, in some regard, can be stressful because, oh, they got to do the work, or they got to find a babysitter, or they just can't commit every lunch hour or whatever. So, you know, we want to make that time commitment. So I think, honestly, Beth, I think what you're offering is perfect. I'm almost thinking it's just maybe how you're offering it, how you're selling it or speaking about it.
Even though I'm a salesperson at heart, I sucked at selling this. I was literally like, and if anybody wants to do this, you know, it would just be another thing. You know, it was terrible. I was so focused on my script of the day and making sure that they planned their year that I didn't plan how to sell it. And I didn't, yeah. I did drop it once in the morning and then once at lunch, and then I sold it at the end of the day, but it was lame. Oh, it could be way better.
I'm wondering if throughout, so if you have multiple times where there's some group interaction or some working time, is that you say, you know, you plug, you know, wow, you know what, I'm just so proud of you all that you're giving yourself the gift of time to sit down and do this. You know, give yourselves a round of applause or give yourself, you know,
yeah.
put your hand up in the air and reach back, give yourself a pat on the back. You know,
yeah.
And
yeah.
acknowledge what they're doing and then get them to acknowledge it. Say, you know, what did you get out of that? And how was that pretty powerful that, you know, you just took 10 minutes? Wow, just in 10 minutes you were able to come up with that, or you came to that conclusion or that awareness. Like, really emphasize the time they're giving themselves and that they're taking, and then what they're getting out of it. What is the insight and the awareness and the ahas and the plan, the clarity that's coming from them giving themselves time to go through this? And then the community, you know, how great is it to have this room of like-minded people, or how great is it to have all of you on the line today that are just like-minded, who really are invested in your growth? Oh, I just love this. Thanks, guys. You know, this is a gift to me more than anything. And mm-hmm. then later talking again about, you know, most people don't have a network of people that they can check in with. Most people don't have other like-minded people who are challenging them and supporting them every step along the way. You know, most people don't have an accountability system in place. They're just winging it. And throughout the whole seminar, and you're highlighting that they're giving themselves the gift of time, and that the power of the network and the accountability within the group. So then, when you get to the end, and you're selling
mm-hmm.
them committing, continuing to commit more time, you know, additional time going forward, and to have that check-in, that accountability system in place. Just imagine taking what you experienced today in this hour or this 6 hours, imagine taking that with you today and having it with you at least for the next 3 months or 2 months or 6 weeks
yeah.
or whatever, you know, whatever. It
yeah.
doesn't end here. And just imagine not having that. You know, we've all been there of not having the like-minded people to talk with and be challenged by and supported by, and then not give ourselves that time. Please don't step backward. The only step to take is to step forward. And so give yourself,
yeah.
here's what your next step is, or something like that.
That's
but I'm
beautiful.
I think if you plug it along the way, you highlight what they, because otherwise you get to the end and it's like, oh, shit, more time. Oh, pardon my French.
Right.
You know, oh, more time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have the time. I can't take, you know,
yeah.
I just took off a day off of work to be here. I can't take off more time.
Yeah.
But when they're bought into what they're getting and how powerful, and you've been, they, not just you've been highlighting how powerful, but they're highlighting how powerful and acknowledging it, you know, it's like that. The anxiety of separate,
yeah.
the anxiety, you know, separation anxiety of not having that as they go forward, and even the whole point of you're not meant to do this alone. You're crazy to think to do this alone. Are you kidding me? Like, I would never advise the people I love most, my children, my husband, to go at this journey of life alone, this journey of growth alone. You want to tidy your home or lose weight or improve your marriage, you're not meant to go through that alone, and to
yeah.
but rather to plug into resources and resourceful people, you know, along with yourself. So the whole idea of...
That's good. And that's what I find of my clients, one of their number one pains. Confidence is a huge one, and friendship and that community and network, and I know I can offer that to people. I can put a great group of people in the room together, and then I need to sell that because that, and they feel very alone doing life. And unfortunately, and I'm glad I'm realizing this, it's a little bit of what intentional living is teaching me, is I've done really good job of making everyone very dependent on me. being their life coach or being their friend and being the person invites them to go do stuff. And I need now to not be it about me. I need to figure out how to get them, you know,
hooked on each
other. That all works in there. What did you say, Melissa?
I was saying to get them all hooked on each other.
Yes.
You know, that that's a big part of, even the, you know, the JMT, I mean, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Paul is brilliant. John, Scott, Christian, Ed, Roddy, brilliant. But really, like, a big part of what the power of the JMT is you guys. Like, you guys, the idea of no longer being connected to Beth or not being able to get on these calls and hear what Beth's doing and learn from Beth and Christy and everybody, you know, you guys bring so much value to these calls, to the Facebook page, to just your expertise. I mean, you guys sell the program you know, just as much, if not more, than the mentors. So,
and I remember when I was writing my big fat check, I remember thinking, yes, I want the learning and the education, but I want to be around those people, the GMTers themselves, to up-level my way of living and thinking and doing life. So absolutely.
Right. Yes. So, get them hooked on each other. And, you know, and that's where you praise along the way and, like, you know, highlight how great Mary is or Sally is and, wow, you know, what she's bringing to the group so that, you know, that it's, you know, you're doing it in an authentic way, but, you know, you're wanting to let everybody know how fruitful and resourceful the group is.
Yeah, and that was so obvious in the first session that they were just starting to get to know people and the day was over. And that's why I extended it by 2 hours, because what we realized is this table of three that is very work-oriented. Like, these women, if people invited them to go on a bike ride, they'd rather sweep their garage. Like, they are high productivity. They own their own businesses. They are going places. Mm-hmm. Sitting next to a table of three women who absolutely, they've even, like, they have dreams of starting a business. They even might have a few products developed and they put some partnerships together. But, like, they are professional recreation people. They know how to drink a glass of wine and have a bike ride, and they are all about the fun. And I remember standing up in the front of the room thinking, these great two tables, that they need to know each other because they could help each other. The people that would rather sweep their garage than go on a bike ride need to know the recreation people. And I couldn't figure out how to make that happen, because then the day was over. So then I extended the day, and I just think this can get better and better and better. Thank you for helping me think through a lot of this.
And you know, keep me posted on how it goes with the virtual thing. But I think, if you start out with the phone, you can always add more to it. I always would rather add to something versus if it's just a few days away yet and you're not comfortable with the technology, that's just going to add to your stress level. Unless you have someone else manning it for you. I'd say, I'd recommend stick to the phone for this time around. Get some interaction as part of your hour. If you can group them up, great. If not, you know, your group is small enough that you can just call on them like you would a mastermind group. And then plug the entire time what they're doing, giving themselves the time and the network and all that. I think it'll make it an easier sell for your empowerment program. I think the program is great and the sell is great. What you're selling is great. It's just, like you said, just putting some more practice and intentionality around selling it.
Yeah.
I think you'll see a big jump in your conversion.
And I think that's why I'm so excited for Christy, because I jump on every Tuesday to hear all that she's got planned and her excitement and just all of that, because it is such a learning curve, and the only way you can have all that great learning is to jump in, make a few mistakes, but get some things right and tweak them and just keep moving ahead. And certainly, I'm not just aiming. I'm firing. Yeah. So thanks for helping me re-aim now that I fired a little to make the next time. Third time, even better.
Well, and thanks, I love Melissa, that you're reusing this, because, you know, Scott and I have, when we built the Blueprint for Success, we didn't really realize how many miles we were going to get out of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think this is our fifth or sixth time we're putting it on, and, you know, just the feedback, we keep getting better and better. The feedback keeps getting better and better. And so, yeah, it's so great not to have to recreate a whole new program
yeah.
every time or something like that. So, so kudos to you for using something that, or, you know, creating something that you can reuse and just continually make better and expand and get better at. And then now, so now, yeah, it's getting better at your conversion. You'll love it even more than you already love it once that conversion jumps up.
One last really quick question. I know it's a little after 12 or 1. What are people following up mastermind groups that are doing intentional living? Like, this seems like the pinnacle book. Like, this is so incredible that I'm finding I'm about halfway through all my groups doing intentional living, and I feel like I'm standing caught with my pants down. Like, I haven't even thought about what next book people are doing. To go back to, you know, have you heard, what are people following up with? Are they just circling back to one of John's other books? Like, I've never done the Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. I've never done the Dream book. Those are the two I'm probably choosing from. Because I have groups that people that have stayed with me through Today Matters, through 15 Laws, through intentional living, and I'm like, whoa, I hope any other book isn't a big old, not let down, that's way too strong, but have you heard of anything, what people are following?
I mean, I haven't heard a common follow-up per se. I think it's just like a lot of the other books that I think it depends on kind of the path or where you're taking, where the group is going. As far as what you offer next, I mean, I think your audience, Put Your Dreams to the Test, I think would be a great next one, just because
okay.
now with the wrapping of intentionality,
oh, yeah.
you know, wrapped around that, or being,
yeah.
you know, even a bigger driving force and at the core of their dream to be really intentional, I think that would up-level doing Put Your Dreams to the Test versus if they hadn't done intentional living prior to it. Not to say that the only
yeah.
people that can do Put Your Dreams to the Test are the people that have gone through intentional living, but I think that those who have, it'll make that even that much more powerful as they go through it.
I love it. That makes perfect sense.
But even,
it does,
put you, even Everyone Communicates Through Connect, now to connect, communicate and connect with intentionality, again, it just up-levels it when you're very intentional about the connections you're making. You know, you can't go wrong, really. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much for answering all my questions and being a thinking partner today.
Yeah. Thank you, Beth. Keep me posted. Very excited for you.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
See ya. All right. Great power hour, guys. That went by quickly. Thanks, both Christy and Beth, for jumping on and letting us know the amazing things that you guys are working on. I know those listening in just got a tremendous amount of value just from listening. So I look forward to talking then tonight on my regular teaching hour call at, not hour, 2 hour, mentorship call at 8 p.m. tonight. Have a great rest of your day. Hopefully you can be there, and we'll see you then. Let me go ahead and unmute us. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you tonight. Bye-bye.